Turn in your Bibles to the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. I shall begin reading with verse 13 and read through verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. I want you to listen for the term, your light, your good works, and your Father. Jesus is describing his church and his people. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewithal shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. That your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his precious word. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In the second chapter of the book of Philippians, Paul said in verse 14, for us to do all things without murmuring and disputing, without bickering. And as he instructs us to do all things without murmuring and disputing or bickering, he says that you may be blameless, verse 15, and harmless as sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Now notice this, among whom ye shine as lights in this world. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. The light that we have dispels darkness. In the 11th chapter of the book of Luke, verse 35, Jesus said, take heed therefore that the light which is within thee be not darkness. Jesus is saying that there are a lot of people who think they have seen the light, but they are still in darkness. So take heed, therefore, that the light that's within thee be not darkness. The only light that is true light is that which comes from the Son of God, and not what man manufactures himself. Your light not only dispels darkness, but it is the light of life. John 8 and 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Our light not only dispels darkness and is not only the light of life, but it is a light that has been God-gifted. In the first chapter of the book of John, in verse 9, Jesus says that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verse 10 says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, To them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And if you have a light shining, if your light is lit up by the Son of God, it is a spiritual light that the world cannot give nor take away, and it can never be put out. Your light, my friend, is God-given. And this light will continue to give to you spiritual knowledge. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, we're told very explicitly that this light we have on the inside, when we're saved by God's grace, gives to us a knowledge that the world doesn't have. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, "But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." Remember, now we're talking about the light. "Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Verse 6. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Here Paul likens God bringing order out of chaos in the creation to what happened to us when we were saved by God's grace. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And that's the reason I believe in a no-soul salvation. I don't think we have to think we're saved, hope we're saved, desire to be saved. I believe, as strong as I believe my name is Harold Brunson, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you have that light and you know it. Amen. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." If your light is shining, there will be good works. And of your good works, I want to point out three things. I want to point out, number one, that as a Christian, with your light shining, that your good works were foreordained by God Almighty. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And I'll get just as stout as I can get right here in the doctrine of predestination. We also have embodied in it the doctrine of perseverance. And if the Bible teaches anything, Brother Pierce, it teaches that a genuinely saved person will produce good works because God predestined or foreordained that His children produce good works. They're not only foreordained, but our good works ought to be sincerely maintained. Some Christian people are like a depot stove. It's a hot one minute, you can't put your hand on it, and it's a cold the next minute, it'll freeze you to death. Hit and run, stop and go, off and on. Harum scarum. My Bible teaches me, my Lord teaches me, that these works which have been before ordained should be sincerely maintained. I can't do your works. You can't do mine. You cannot do your children's, nor can your children do your good works. It's you, my friend. And in Titus 3:8, Paul said, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. For this is good and profitable unto you." Your good works are not only foreordained, they should be sincerely maintained. And if they are, they will be self-explained. You don't have to carry around in your arm a big old 12 or 15 pound Bible, hollering, "I'm a Christian," or put some long cross around your neck signifying you're a Christian. I think if it's on the inside, that it will show up on the outside. And you won't have to be blowing your own horn. Because James said in James 1:22, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And if in our good works for the Lord, we would recognize that God would have us to be doers of the word, and not hearers only, then the world could see your good works. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your Father. He's the one to be glorified. Whatever we have done for the Lord, we should not do it for the praise of men. We should not do it to be applauded by men. We ought to do it because we love the Lord. And then when we have done what we can do, leave it in the hands of God and other men, we'll see it and glorify your Father which is in heaven. My earthly father was named Robert E. Lee Brunson. 10 children were born to he and mom. He didn't know one thing about psychology, but he sure knew a lot about raising young ones. And when our father walked into the room or said something, he didn't say it twice. And as long as he lived, he didn't have a son or a daughter that didn't respect him because of that fatherly, authoritative figure. And I believe that we have a greater father. And I do not believe for one minute that all men can say God is their father. The doctrine of the universal brotherhood of man and the universal fatherhood of God was hatched in the pit of hell and cannot be substantiated in God's word. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God is the Father of everyone who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to some wicked people one time, "You are of your father the who? The devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it." So God is not the father of all men. God is only the father of those who have received Jesus Christ as their Savior. Your Father is a merciful Father. Not only did I point out He was a sovereign, authoritative God, but He is merciful. And there's not a daddy in this building this morning that if he had a son or a daughter in trouble, but what he would go to that one and not only manifest his authority as a father, but manifest his mercy and his love. That's the kind of father I have. He's a merciful father. He is a forgiven Father. In the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew, there was a man that was palsied. And Jesus said in the 6th verse, "But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sin." Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, "Take up thy bed and go into thine house." And I'll tell you that I have a Father who is able to forgive sin. And he can do it the instantaneous second a person cries for the mercy of God. He's a loving, merciful Father. And finally, he's a keeping Father. When the Lord saves one, it is not on a conditional basis. By that I mean, God does not say, "Now I've saved you and you've got to outrun the devil from the creek to glory. You've got to do this or something else to keep yourself saved." Let me tell you, if it was left up to you to keep yourself saved, you'd be lost before you left this church building today. But the same God who reaches down in mercy and saves is the same God who keeps you saved. John 10, beginning with verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Do you get the picture, C.L.? Do you get it, Ralph? God gave to Jesus a love gift. "All that the Father giveth me, finish it, shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And those that the Father gave to the Son as a love gift, God also promised to keep them. In the 17th chapter of the book of John, verse 12, we are told explicitly that those which the Father gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, meaning Judas Iscariot. And not only will he keep you through this day and through the morrow, but your Father will keep you for eternity. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. And that's what you ought to do with yours. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's sing, Brother Bob.
162.
Number 162.